As there is a word from the Lord this morning, it's found in the Gospel according to Luke. From the 16 chapters, verses 1 through 13, I find that Christ's final words in this is, "You cannot serve God and wealth." It's interesting, isn't it? How our focus switches from one to the next. We work three or four jobs to get the things that we want, and in working those three or four jobs, we tend to sometimes cut God out of the picture. 6 days we have to do what we need to do, and on the seventh day we should rest. And sometimes we don't take a rest. We grind and we grind and we grind, and God is nowhere in the picture until we get sick, or we lose our job, or something to that nature that interrupts our plan. So as we listen to this parable that was told in my Bible that says faithfulness with money, Dr. Lee said that his was titled The Shrewd Stress, right? The shrewd manager. Again, I must remind you to figure out where you are in the text. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, again, I stand before you an empty pitcher. Once again, before you a full fountain, asking now that you would fill this pitcher. Asking again, Father, that you would overflow the pitcher, that your words, your message would find its way out into those you've given ears to hear you. Allow this message to overflow and find its way out to those you've given a heart to receive you. Allow this message to find its way out to those you've given a desire and will to do. So again, Father, I ask that you would touch these lips and this voice. Allow them to be yours, that you are heard. Hide this body so that only you are seen. Help us to understand we cannot serve. In Jesus' name, amen. And I put it like that, you cannot serve. Because Christ says you cannot serve God and wealth, but it comes to a point where you have to think about the service that you're doing. Is it for yourself, or are you serving others? When you study the text, when you allow the text to work its way into, are you doing it for you? I would hope so. But are you doing it for others? Which I would hope so. We find that in this passage of text that a shrewd manager was losing his job because he was not responsible with his owner's possessions. And when the owner found out that he wasn't doing what needed to be done, my text says that he was wasting the estate. He called him in and said, "Look, I need an account of what you've been doing with my possessions, because you can no longer work for me." Anybody ever have to give an account for what they've done? Anybody on your job had to give an account? How about in school? You know, you always have to give an account, right? We call it a test. We want to know how much you've done, how much of our knowledge that has been imparted to you, you have retained, or have you wasted your time? You are given 24 hours in a day. How much of it do you spend wisely studying the word, helping others, doing those things that are godly that will draw others to him? Or how much of it of your time is spent frivolously watching television, the soap operas, are sleeping your life away like Rip Van Winkle, or just doing things that are unnecessary? How much of your time is spent exercising and strengthening and building the body? Or is recklessly spent loafing? You are required to give an account of the things that you have done and have not done for the kingdom of God. I like how the shrewd manager, when he heard he was going to get fired, he told everybody as they came before him, "Look at your bill, tell me what you owe." When he heard what the bill was, he told one guy, cut it in half. Another guy he told to knock off a couple of $1,000 to get the bill lower. Now, he did this, and the scripture says, Luke says, that the manager heard about it, or the owner of the property heard about it. What do you think God is doing when you slough off a little bit? Or when you take time to help somebody else instead of lifting yourself up, you take time to lift someone else up? How is he responding to the way that you treat others? Or should I say the way you don't treat others? A shrewd manager understands how to deal with his time, his money, his efforts, all that has been placed in front of him, that he's been given control over. Let me remind you, you're a shrewd manager, but you're getting 24 hours at a time. That's all you really need to be concerned with. The money, I tell you, you can't take it with you. The clothes, you can't get in, you can only wear one outfit at a time. The same with shoes. You can only do it once at a time, and you cannot drive 7 cars. One a day plus iron. I had a friend of mine, he had 7 cars in our neighborhood. And they were some of the nicest old vehicles in the world, but he could only drive 1 car a day. And if he missed a day driving one of those cars, he had to wait a week to get back on track. And because these were old cars, if they were not kept up driving on a regular basis, they went down. Batteries go bad, tires go flat, you know. So how much of your time is wasted not doing what God has called you to do? How much of your time is sat in front of the TV with your feet up? How much of your time is spent overeating instead of thinking about those that are in need? How much of your time is spent, again, sitting with your feet up while your preacher's pouch is growing? It did felt good to walk 2 miles yesterday. I think I'm filling my oats, I'll go back to doing some exercise.
Yay.
Stop it. I've got to make do with what God has blessed me with and keep it for the long haul. Amen. It's what it comes down to. Are you going to spend your time wisely, or are you going to waste the day that God has blessed you with? You cannot serve God and wealth. You cannot serve God and man with, not man, because we're called to serve man. You can't serve your own motives if you're called to be one of God's own. I hate for us to get that call one morning that your job is over. He no longer has time for you. He no longer needs your services. What would you do? Yeah, I'd have that same look. If I got the call that I am no longer needed in the service of the Lord. What would I do? Who would you turn to? Who would you call on? Where would you go? See, the shrewd manager did it so that when he got fired, he could go and talk to those people that he helped along the way and say, see, I did something for you. Can you help me out? Remember, his words was he was too weak to dig and too honorable, too proud to beg. So the only thing he could do was help somebody else in hopes that when he fell on hard times, they would help him. When God says it's over, who are you going to call? Who are you going to turn to? Will the work that you have done speak for you? Or will you not hear, or will you hear those words, depart from me because I know you not? My brothers and sisters, we cannot serve God and wealth. Money, which everyone gets this quote wrong, is not the root of all evil. Am I right? The scripture says the love of money is the root of all evil. You have 24 hours. Your bank is filled every day with 24 hours. Will you spend that time seeking after wealth, status, and your own desires? Or will you spend that 24 hours seeking after the righteousness of God, making disciples for Jesus Christ, for the transformation of the world, leading others out of the darkness and into the light, helping those who cannot help themselves? Will you take what you've earned and help somebody else? Or will you squirrel it away like nuts in hopes that when they put you in the ground, that it'll go with you? I remind you, you've never seen a trailer behind a hearse being buried beside it. It's never going to happen. What you do with your 24 hours is what's most important. Is it God or is it wealth? It's the word of God for the people.
Thank you, God.